Awesome. Thank you guys so much for hosting us and being able to share this amazing technique and tool that you can use for yourself and for your clients, which is exactly why I took this. So I'm Michelle. I'm a fellow CHN here in Calgary, Alberta. And a couple years back, I brought my lovely Lenny because we are codependent. So I bring him everywhere to all my nutritional stuff. So he's been nutritionist by proxy. You know, without a designation, just so you know. So super, super fun. So we were at a wonderful meeting in Toronto talking about how clients don't necessarily finish their programs or protocols with us because of mindset. It's not that they don't have the tools. We're really great nutritionists and nutritional consultants, but it really is them, and it can affect us. You know, when it comes to our clients not actually finishing and not getting the benefits that they need to get out of it. But really, it has to do with their own personal mindset. So they come out and showed us all kinds of expensive machines, and there's other ways to actually access these emotions and feelings. We call them programs that are driving them to continue to live the lifestyle that they've lived before, which is why they're not finishing the programs with you. So there's two different definitions of programs. So if I confuse you, I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. So we'll get there. So what happened is that we came home and lovely Letty went to a men's breakfast, and one of the males there, the other people, was an SRT practitioner, and he showed this, and we thought, oh my gosh, this is it. This is amazing. So it is the most amazing, simple technique you guys will get. And I will be able to send you guys away with a quick version so you can practice it for yourselves. Now, because there's so many events going on right now, if I'm going to put this out now and I'm going to put it out again later, you guys are interested in having your own personal one-on-one 30 minutes after you learn this technique today, we're available to do that for you. So just to put it out now, but now go through the experience of it and then see if it's something that you do like for yourself. So I'm going to share my screen. We're only going to do a little bit of sharing because then I'm not going to make it super professional. So subconscious release technique is an energetic clearing of belief patterns that we call programs that have kept you stuck replaying the same behaviors. So a lot of us, the same thing, our lifestyle, our food lifestyle, how we interact with other people lifestyle, things that you've heard are called triggers. Those are programs. Those are events and experiences that we've had that have kept us in the same loop over and over and over again. So we get this subconscious stuff by everything that's surrounding our environment, what it is that we breathe, that we take in. So you guys have seen or heard, like, you know, everything that, who are your influences, you know? So your conscious mind takes in books, friends, culture, music, news, family, TV shows, movies, thoughts, and then it translates it to the subconscious. And the subconscious does not differentiate. So I'll take this off mute. So the subconscious is the exact same thing. We still have that same mechanism within us that when we were cavemen. So I want you guys to remember when you were a cave person.
I remember. Okay, just like last week.
Right? Seriously. And the big saber. I love you so much. The big saber-toothed tiger all of a sudden came out of the forest. That's what happened, right? So we got scared. And what's the very first thing you do when you get scared? You breathe in. And you hold your breath, and then that's how it accesses your subconscious right then and there. So as nutritionists, we've learned a lot of this even in our nutritional studies, that you know, we have this freeze, fight, or flight. I said it right.
Yeah, you did.
I usually don't say that right. We have this mechanism within us, and this is one of the ways we get access, because when we hold our breath out of fear, it shuts down so many other non-essentials and starts to getting the autonomic nervous system moving, where our body and our you know, innate system is now saying, what do I do? What do I do? What do I need to do? And so that is one of the ways that we can access our subconscious at the exact same time. So these programs fall on us as our brains are developing. So from age 0 to 18, through trauma, which the whole world is in right now as well, through repetition, which is also what's happening right now, as well as authority figures. So you can see there's four different ways for us to have these programs seep onto our subconscious. And then they drive our behaviors moving forward as we relate them to events, even events that we don't know from our past. Yeah, good stuff. So go ahead. Do you want to say something?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah,
I can hear you read, so that's super good. So we have a lot of fun together. So super fun. So when this happens, of course, they get stuck on the subconscious. And I always point to here. I don't know why. It's anywhere you want it to be. So seriously. So we're going to do the exact same thing using the subconscious release technique to access the subconscious and then release those emotions. This is not NLP. This does not make you think or have different thoughts. All this does is releases the emotions that drive us to act in the manner that we want to change. So then we still need to use willpower. We still need to have the right education for ourselves in order to continue to move ourselves forward. So does that make sense, everyone? Yeah? Okay. Yay. And I like that, Lisa. You know, keep doing that. I love it. Super. She's going to do it the whole time. So that's awesome. So now the second component of this is muscle testing. So I'm not going to go deep into it. I'm not going to teach you guys how to muscle test today. But we are quantum people. We are energetically connected. And I can show you that. At the beginning of the year, I was running these magnificent groups. And I don't know if you guys have heard about the Rice experiment, the water crystalline. If you guys have watched What the Bleep Do You Know? Wendy, you got, yes. So I did this, exactly this experiment, and I haven't touched these now for probably about 6 months, but I started off at the beginning of the year. And we did our own rice experiment where when you say love and hate to a jar of rice that's enclosed, your energy can actually change its color because your emotions actually affect crystalline structure in water. So we did this and it was amazing. After 3 days, we started to see the difference in the water color or the color of the rice that we had originally done starting to turn yellow, where the love rice didn't do that. So what this means is that we created our own experiment, and this was with my group over Zoom. So they projected their love and hate. And this is hate, and this is love. So the hate is slightly more yellow. And remember, I haven't touched this for 6 months. And if you can see it here, nah, not too much. There you go. That's the difference. Yeah. So the love rice, you can see the rice is still intact mostly, where the hate rice, it still looks pretty good, but it is a little bit more fragmented. At the same time, if you don't believe it, we did an abandoned one at the exact same time. There's no energy in it. So if you don't believe me, do it yourself. Yeah. You'd be surprised how quickly your rice changes color. You hold one in the thing, you say, I love you. The other one, I hate you. So all that hate that you have, love and hate over Zoom call, yep.
We did that.
They did it over Zoom. So I had about four or five people, and yeah, they projected it. I, you know, energetically shielded myself because I don't want that. And they said love and hate in there, and that's exactly what they did. And the abandoned one, same thing, nothing. So it's dead. It's got no energy to it. So this is how we connect on an energetic level. So we want to make sure that what we have inside our own systems are as loving as possible in order to be able to influence others' energetic fields. So on that realm, that's a different story. But as you'll find out, we will be energetically testing you. Do I have everyone's permission to energetically test you as we go through this? Yeah. Okay. Beth, Wendy, Lisa, Jessica, and Dana, 5JM. Good. Michelle, Pam, and Jess. Good. Thank you guys so much. So much. Good. Good. Now, getting back to the SRT super, super quickly, I'm going to go back to share screen. As we now know, our thoughts influence us and hits our subconscious mind. SRT is done in three segments. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to find out what those programs are by having an actual conversation with you guys. But how we'll do it is we're going to release negative emotions first. So it comes in three segments. So I'll tell you, breathe in and hold, or Lenny will, as I'll showcase you. So literally breathe in and hold it. I'll tell you what to say You say it in your mind, and when you're done, you breathe out with gusto. And that's exactly. So first thing we do is we release the negative. Then we release the blocks to the positive. If you guys have ever followed Brené Brown, any of her stuff there, you cannot selectively numb. So she's talking to people about their addictions that they have. Well, trying to selectively numb your negative feelings because there's so much shame that I feel so negative, you can't do that because you'll also block positive emotions. So we're going to release the negative emotions. Then we're going to release the blocks to the positive emotions. And the most important thing is gratitude. We must raise our own vibrations through gratitude. And I know a lot of people don't know or how to be grateful, especially in today's times, but there's a million reasons why to still be to be grateful. Super, super important. So what this actually looks like is, as an example, Lenny, he's gonna showcase. So I'll tell him to, I release all negative emotions with today's circumstances. And that's it. And that's how we do it. So I'll give you guys the quick version later on. So I'd like you guys to open up because we're going to just have some small talks about what's bugging you about making money, about your healthcare practice, about your own lifestyle with food. Who would like to share something? And again, remember, this is being recorded. So if you don't want to share, you don't have to. Please remember that. Again, I'll invite you all. You'll get your full 30 minutes if you'd like with us with your own session for something that's maybe more intimate. But if there's something that we can go as a program, we'll test this, find out what that is, and then we'll be able to go through what a full release looks like. We have our own handy dandy full emotion list. As you can see, it's very used because we do this a lot. So who would like to share something that they would like? Wendy, do you have something you want to share today?
Well, I was just going to suggest that because it's being recorded, if people wanted to, if they have things they want to say, but they want to do it and have you not mentioned their name, they can type it in the chat and they can just put it in that way, perhaps.
Yeah. Anyway, so what I'll be doing is testing to see if this is a program and if it's something that we need to clear.
Okay.
I think the chat gets recorded as well, Wendy, if it's to everyone, okay. But okay. they can chat directly to Michelle.
Okay.
So don't do it to everyone. Just do it to Michelle.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys are here for a purpose today. You want to learn this technique. What is it that makes you want to learn a new technique? That's actually a great question that may help you out.
Well, I think today, Michelle, with everything that's going on, everybody wants to have a little bit more control over their lives.
Okay, that in itself. So would you guys concur that I feel like I've lost control over my life? A little bit, yeah. So okay, Jessica, yeah. And yeah, Lisa, nope, she feels good. Beth, a little bit. Oh, there we go. Wendy, yep. Dana, 5MJ, yep. Michelle, Jess, and Pam. Good. Okay. So as you can see, I was doing that. One of them didn't. So again, we cannot judge the subconscious. So plain and simple, if you're like, no, that doesn't resonate with me, cannot judge the subconscious. Absolutely. That's why it's sub, right? Otherwise, if we could judge it, then it would be conscious. So we don't know why things attach the way that they do. So we're coming from a place of complete non-judgment. Just so you know, can't do it. Just can't do it. Can try and make up reasons why it comes out the way that it does. So the program we're going to be is losing control over my life. So that's the program that we're going to do. And we're going to use the SRT method with that. So do you want to do the SRT or do you want to be my...
I'll be your guinea.
You'll be my guinea. He's my guinea. Okay.
I'll bring it in and I'll show.
Okay. So follow along with Lenny and you'll find out how it is. So I want you to keep your eyes open as we do this. You may feel lightheadedness. It's an energetic release. So there's numerous different ways. You may even start yawning. You're not bored. That's an energetic release. There may be some crying, eyes tearing, burping, farting, sudden need to go to the bathroom. It's all release. So
runny nose.
Runny nose. One. Yep, that's a good one too. So whatever happens, I'm a magnificent burper. So if I do that, I'm also like, you'll find that in practically every single class that I do or every single one-on-one, because since we're all connected now, then there's a lot of burping on my part.
Yep.
So losing control over my life. So I just want you guys to get into that. You guys can start to feel how gross that feels inside your body. You don't have to say anything more. Like, I'm getting it all inside my gut system right now. So I'm going to make sure that I'm shielding, because we get a lot. We take in a lot when we're connected. So, all right. So I want you guys to take a deep breath in and hold it. And I want you to say quietly to yourself, I release all abandonment with losing control over my life. Good. Good. Breathe in and hold. I release all annoyance with losing control over my life. Good. Good. Breathe in and hold. I release all confusion with losing control over my life. You guys are doing great. Breathe in and hold. I release all dread with losing control over my life. Good. Breathe in and hold. I release all hopelessness with losing control over my life. Good work, guys. Breathe in and hold. I release all pressure with losing control over my life. Good. Breathe in and hold. I release all resistance with losing control over my life. Good. Good. Now we're going to go into releasing the blocks to the positive emotions. So it's just a little slightly phrasing, different phrasing, but it's the exact same exercise. Breathe in and hold. I release all blocks with enjoyment with losing control over my life. Good. Breathe in and hold. I release all blocks with letting go, with losing control over my life. Good. Breathe in and hold. I release all blocks with worthy, with losing control over my life. Good. Okay. Yeah, you like that one, hey? Lenny just got a big chill. Did anyone get a chill on that one? Yeah. Okay. So now we absolutely must fill up with gratitude. So I am going to ask every single person to think of a gratitude so we can all share and do that together as a group. The more we release and bring in gratitudes as a tribe, the bigger the energy, as you can see, when it comes to what we're sharing with each other. So it's the exact same exercise, because your goal is to fill up your bubble with more positive energy than even the negative energies that we've released. So this is super good. So we make anything up, whatever it looks like. I am so happy and grateful that I know what I can control in my own life. So breathe in and hold. Good. Lenny.
Oh, I am so happy and grateful that, oh my goodness, what are we clearing here today? I do have control over my life.
Good. Breathe in. So I would like all of you to unmute and to share a gratitude. It is absolutely mandatory that we have this gratitude. Beth, you're next.
What's the beginning part again?
I'm so happy and grateful.
I am so happy and grateful to have my support group as I gain control over my life.
Nice. Breathe that in. Lisa.
I am so happy and thankful and grateful for having my health in my life.
Good. Wendy.
I'm so happy and grateful to go with the flow of life.
Nice. Jessica and Anne.
I am so happy and grateful for a healthy, abled, and functional body.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Breathe that in. Oh, that's good. Anne.
I'm so happy and grateful that I have my family as a great support system.
Beautiful. Nice. Breathe in. So the rest of you, I don't know if you're able to. You're not on video, so I don't know if you're able to share. But what I'll let you know is that there's always a minimum of 3 gratitudes. And as we share as a group, our energetic release is bigger and better. So I'd like to ask you guys now, how do you feel after doing that exercise with the program Losing Control Over My Life?
Lighter.
Lighter? Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a very common answer, actually. Yep. A lot of people do feel that way, whether it be like lightness in the skin, lightness in the head, or just, just like you're being held up. It's very, 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 very common feeling to have, and very, very positive.
Absolutely. So what else now is coming up for you when we've released that? What's the next step for you? Yep, the shares are very, very awesome.
Just to remind myself on how I feel. So now that I was able to do this technique, I can actually let it go. I can remember what I'm thankful for, what I'm grateful for. And it's easy to get rid of that negative and just to surround yourself around that, the positive energy.
Yep.
You hit SRT bang on, because that's exactly what it is. Yep. We allow ourselves to release those emotions to give us better control over our conscious thoughts, so we can proceed and move on to those next things without going back into those automatic systems that we have in place because of our subconscious. It seems to be on that replay cycle all the time. This breaks that cycle so you can move yourself forward.
Yeah. Or even being susceptible to other people and what they say. How many of you are NLP practitioners or know NLP, the neuro-linguistic programming? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Couple people. So basically it's suggestibility to certain words. Words carry meaning, words carry different vibrations. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of times that a lot of people aren't aware of how important and impactful words are. Now our fearless leader at SRT Global there, she had a torrid past just like I did. I had a very torrid past. Come to a lot of grips about that, so super fun. And she was dating one guy at one point who was an NLP. So suggestibility of words. So you can use this in the positive, but there are people out there that don't. So she was dating this guy and she heard, "Go get me a drink." And she turned around and looked at him and said, "Go get you a drink. What, we got a piano tied to your butt? Like, what's going on?" And he's like, "Oh, you heard that." And she's like, "Oh, you're trying to be suggestible." So this will cut those ties to things that may be suggesting. So you, if you wanted to go get him a drink, fantastic. But if you didn't because he suggested it, then you don't. You can be at choice to whatever it is you're doing in your life, right? Again, no judgment on it. So there's lots and lots of things that this can be used for. So I don't know if you guys have recognized the Encyclopedia of Ailments and Diseases by Jacques Martel. Amazing book, right, Lenny?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm there.
Now, for those of you who have clients with ailments, so I'm going to share mine. So along with amazing cat, CANNP, I still like to call you guys CANP. I know that Beth doesn't like it when I do that. It's just so much easier to say it that way. We wrote a book together called Saved by Nutrition. And so there was 23 across Canada, 23 nutritionists that shared their story of ailments and diseases. Mine just so happens, see, that's it right there. Super awesome. Great book. Everyone's experience using nutrition. Mine was Crohn's disease. I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease and massive infertility in my life. So this book is like Louise Hay on steroids, and it's a Canadian author. So yay, something good out of Canada. I love it. I know, right? Like, yay. So have any of you, you guys have seen this book before?
It's, how many of you guys know Louise Hay and you can heal your life? Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Yeah. Yeah. Basically, that's this book on steroids. Louise Hay is awesome. I love that book. As an SRT practice, I've used a lot of different things in that book as well. But when it comes to specific diseases and ailments, this one goes more in depth, and it's a wonderful tool in the SRT practice as well.
Yeah. So there's health and healing clearing, of course, with this book, and people will come with whatever their ailments are. And it is bang on to my own experience when it comes to Crohn's disease, where it actually showcases as a kid. So you can see my personality is already very outgoing, right? So just, like I know who I am, right? Like seriously. So as a kid, basically I didn't get the positive attention that I needed. So I manufactured an ailment called Crohn's disease that is very attention getting, maybe not positively, but it's very attention getting. And I went, oh my God, yeah, that's me. That's exactly what I went through. I'm not going to deny who I am whatsoever. So it was really a lot of fun going through that and clearing something. When it comes to what happened for me in the past. So being able to energetically test, I don't have to know the details of other people, but simply clearing phrases that are weak. So we call this the difference between strong and weak. And it's the weak ones we want to strengthen to be at choice, because it's the weak ones that are what's replaying on us.
And when Shell does this, that's that muscle testing we talked about earlier.
Some people, you know, this way.
People just do muscle testing in many various different ways.
You know, super different. So does anyone have something that they'd actually like to clear? We can even clear the flu if you guys are interested. Yeah, give me.
You know what?
Yeah, Lisa.
I can't sleep anymore. I can't go to sleep. I can't stay asleep. And, so I'm not sure if we need to share like our kind of history or background, but
on our personal one, if you want to do personal one-on-one, I can always ask for that.
Okay, we'll do that. So I can't sleep. So basically, it's normally around 4 o'clock. It could sometimes be 2:30, but I'm up at 6. So between 2:30 and 6, it would be nice to just wake up at 6 like I used to, and I haven't for the last almost 2 years now.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. So as nutritionists, you know your own little supplemental cocktail and regime to help yourselves as well, where you are in the hormonal process. I can tell you now that I am 51, by the way, everyone. So yeah, that's what I want to see everyone's face. Yeah. So yay. So depending on where you are, right? Like there could be different hormonal. So that's what the nutrition is fabulous for, but also on the calendar when your body, the Ayurvedic calendar, traditional Chinese medicine calendar of when you're waking up, what organs need to be dealt with. So that's also another one to look in using SRT. And then let's just test for insomnia. Has everyone been having issues sleeping sometimes? Right?
I'm actually the opposite of Lisa. I sleep too much.
Okay.
And I feel like I need too much sleep, but I can only fall asleep very, very late in the night. And I compensate by sleeping later, like in the day. So if we could balance each other off, that would be great.
So insomnia can be that way as well, right? Like if we're having a hard time going to sleep during our own circadian rhythms, then that's also another aspect of insomnia. But let's find out. Let's go through this. So I'm going to read out what it says in this book, and I'm going to muscle test. So you guys don't have to tell me anything. Again, whatever you want to tell me, if you want to take advantage of our 30 minutes together, then you can tell me anything. So let's just see where this is weak, and let's all just deal with this. So insomnia says the incapacity for sleeping corresponds to a deep fear of abandoning myself and letting go. Strong. I feel insecure and I want to exercise control over everything that goes on in my life. Weak. So that's the program we're going to clear right now. Does that make sense to some of you? Okay, I am going to type this out. I do type 120 words per minute, everyone, so I'm really, really good. I feel insecure, and I want to exercise control over everything that goes on in my life. All right, Lenny, do you want to do the honors now?
I can't read that. So
I feel insecure, and I want to exercise control over everything that goes on in my life.
Let's do that.
All right. All right.
Closer because I there we go. All right, here we go. Sit comfortably, put your feet on the floor, keep your eyes open. Follow the technique that we did earlier. Okay, breathe in and hold. I release all anger with I feel insecure and I want to exercise control over everything that goes on in my life.
Okay, I got really lightheaded on that one. Who else has got lightheaded? Nope. Just me? Okay, no. That's just me then.
Okay.
Yay, me.
Moving on, breathe in and hold. I release all boredom with I feel insecure and I want to exercise control over everything that goes on in my life. Good.
Wow.
Breathe in and hold. I release all confusion with I feel insecure and I want to exercise control over everything that goes on in my life. Good. Breathe in and hold. I release all embarrassment with I feel insecure and I want to exercise control over everything that goes on in my life. Good. Breathe in and hold. I release all hurt with I feel insecure and I want to exercise control over everything that goes on in my life. Good. Breathe in and hold. I release all resentment with I feel insecure and I want to exercise control over everything that goes on in my life. Very good. Breathe in and hold. I release all stubbornness with I feel insecure and I want to exercise control over everything that goes on in my life. Good. Breathe in and hold. I release all worry with I feel insecure and I want to exercise control over everything that goes on in my life. Very good. Moving on to the blocks to positive emotions. Breathe in and hold. I release all blocks with certainty, with I feel insecure and want to exercise control over everything that goes on in my life. Very good. Breathe in and hold. I release all blocks with enjoyment, with I feel insecure and I want to exercise control over everything that goes on in my life. Good. Breathe in and hold. I release all blocks with happiness, with I feel insecure and I want to exercise control over everything that goes on in my life. Good. Breathe in and hold. I release all blocks with memory, with I feel insecure and I want to exercise control over everything that goes on in my life. Good. Oh, breathe in and hold. I release all blocks with safe, with I feel insecure and I want to exercise control over everything that goes on in my life. Good. Oh, we're going to do that one again. Breathe in and hold. I release all blocks with safe, with I feel insecure and I want to exercise control over everything that goes on in my life. Very good.
Good release. Oh, good
stuff. Love it. Breathe in and hold. I release all blocks with thankfulness, with I feel insecure and I want to exercise control over everything that goes on in my life. Good. That's it.
Wow. We'll do a round of gratitudes and then we'll we'll do a round of gratitude. So whoever's available, minimum of three. We're going to have one each. So unmute yourselves if you want to share gratitude because we love them.
Yes.
I am so happy and grateful that I know what I can control in my life, and it's me.
I am so happy and grateful that insecurity is only an illusion.
Ooh. Who else is sharing? Gratitude.
Lots of gratitude.
I'll share.
Lisa.
I'm so happy and grateful for all of the abundance in my life.
Good. Breathe in. Good stuff. All right. So that is three. You guys have another one. Please let us know right away because we're going to keep moving on with this insomnia. Yeah. Insomnia. Still weak itself. So we still have a lot to go through. Okay.
I am so happy and grateful for the support system in my life.
Beautiful. Yeah, I feel that one. That one's really good. I had no idea I was an empath before I started doing this. And then I had to clear a lot of my own blocks and programming that everyone else is allowed to be an empath, but me. And when I cleared that, then I was able to actually start feeling energies more than I've ever felt. So I was always like, no. So for you, yes. Me, no. So there's a lot of things. How many of you are empaths? Yeah, there we go. Okay. So this is, I don't know. So there you go. So actually that's weak. So you're like me in that is, yeah, people would tell me, oh, you feel things, you know, and I'm like, oh yeah, no, but that's all me, you know, and then I had to clear that. And it's like, oh, some of it's not me. So super, super fun. So as we keep going through this, you know, there's so much. We've had a really good year last year, clearing of each other. Back to insomnia. Yeah. Okay. Yes, I feel things. Yes, you do.
Yeah,
yes, you do. Some people say to me, Michelle, you're in my head. How do you know I'm thinking these things? And for me, I've coined the phrase psychologically logical because it makes complete sense to me. But it takes someone else a year to get there. With me, it's a nanosecond. And then a year later, it's like, oh my God, Michelle, remember you said this? And I'm like, yeah, I just got it. So, you know, there's different ways that we actually feel or know things. It's our own innate knowingness. So we've done a lot of clearings for ourselves about what we're allowed to, right? So again, the more you do this, the more it's really just experiential. And the more you clear yourself of everything, it's absolutely incredible to be able to survive today's times that is creating insomnia. So let's go with this. When I sleep, however, my mental faculties sleep also, for my senses are more alert and open to the unknown. Strong. That is why by keeping my mind busy with all sorts of ideas and situations, even fictional ones that I invent, I prevent sleep from overtaking me. So good. My life is tinged with anguish and guilt, even sometimes with a little paranoia. Yeah, okay. So a little paranoia. Nobody's feeling paranoia these days. I'm very sarcastic to you guys. So just, you know, where am I? My life. I type 121 words when it's on the right thing. My life is tinged with anguish and guilt. Even sometimes, I think I got some spelling mistakes in there. Oh, yeah. Guilt. Even sometimes with a little paranoia. All right, we're going to clear that one. So again, the subconscious, we have no judgment on it. So it's really good.
Just let it go.
Let it go. So sit back, relax. Remember to keep your eyes open. And sometimes it really helps just to focus on an object so that we do keep our eyes open that way. Breathe in and hold. I release all annoyance with my life is tinged with anguish and guilt, even sometimes with a little paranoia. And those are all emotions. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Breathe in and hold. I release all disappointment with my life is tinged with anguish and guilt, even sometimes a little paranoia. Good. Oh.
I'm sneezing now.
Good.
Good. Releasing people.
That strengthened right up, guys.
Nice.
Breathe in and hold. I release all worry with my life is tinged with anguish and guilt, even sometimes a little paranoia. Good. That's awesome. Releasing. Way to go. Yeah, it's all releasing. Oh, wow. Really good. Breathe in and hold. I release all blocks with letting go. With my life is tinged with anguish and guilt and even sometimes a little paranoia. Good. Worthy. Breathe in and hold. I release all blocks with worthy. With my life is tinged with anguish and guilt, even sometimes a little paranoia. Good. So back to gratitudes, guys. Gratitudes is imperative. I am so happy and grateful that I can choose to think different positive thoughts at any moment. Good.
I am so happy and grateful that I have clear, concise thoughts.
Awesome. I need at least one of you to open up your mics and give us another gratitude. Yay, Lisa.
I'm so happy and grateful that I can let go in circumstances that I don't want to be in.
Good. Breathe that in. I like that. Do you guys like that gratitude?
That was a good gratitude.
Yeah, I can let go of circumstances that I don't want to be in. Absolutely wonderful. Any more gratitudes? Oh, Jessica loved it. That's awesome. So, how do you guys feel now about insomnia and not sleeping or not sleeping well?
Let you know tomorrow.
Right?
I do feel like I have more control.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good. Very good. Now, some of you may not be getting all the sensations. Remember, for any energetic work that you've ever done before, 24 to 48 hours before it completely implements. My first experience, I'm going to tell you, was a very deep experience. So when I say that I came from a very torrid past, the program that I worked up with my coach at that time was called Waste of Space. So I don't know how many of you have ever had those thought patterns, but again, I was told I was a waste of space. Now, I've been a CTI coach since 2009, so it's a Coaches Training Institute. So that's a huge, huge program, the Coactive Training Institute, as well as an EFT practitioner, now SRT practitioner, numerous modalities in meditation. I could never shut my brain off. You know, like I just absolutely love people who can shut their brains off during meditation and fall asleep. And I'm like, I'm just trying to combat this and combat that. I really believed I worked on the program called Waste of Space. But when I was tested, it was weak. It was like weak, weak, weak. So we released this using this because it's on the subconscious. I can consciously block it. I can stop it from happening in that moment with the different modalities, but it's still attached to the subconscious. And when we released it, he looked at me and he said, so how are you feeling now? And you guys know how much I've talked today, right? Beth knows how much I talk. You know, I talk. And my response was,
yeah. It was like that for a few days.
I had no idea how I felt because it was no longer in my subconscious. So I knew it was important. And then all of a sudden I had this free space in myself to be able to work on more things, to believe in myself even more, to know that I make an impact out there.
Michelle, go ahead, Beth. Is there in the last 10 minutes a bit of a takeaway that people can do themselves that might help?
Beautiful. So if there's something else that you guys would like to do for yourself, and this is a good challenge. So I invite you again to you can book with us for your half an hour. We're definitely happy to do that. But for 28 days straight, I want you guys to make sure that you are using at least the quick method. So we've shown you the bigger method and the programs you can identify with what you're telling yourself in your head. That's what you want to break the cycle of. So apparently I was telling myself waste of space. If it comes out of your mouth at any time, then it's the emotion stuck on the subconscious that's making it come out of your mouth. So does somebody have something quick that they'd like to actually share? Something quick that they'd just like to, we can give you this as an example. You got one?
Just because it's a group of nutritional consultants slash nutritionists here, I figured let's work on something that may apply to either yourself or your clients. And right now, let's go with the,
You're good.
I just want to go. I don't know. I'm bored and I just want to eat.
Boredom. Eating for boredom.
Eating for boredom.
What's another one, guys? Like, seriously.
There's got to be some that, like, you guys either think or have that, your clients.
Yeah, your clients actually come up with. And you can use this one with your clients as well. Beth?
I would think that, I mean, I'm not in practice anymore, but I would think that there is some kind of angst about what you're presenting to your client and how to keep your client on track.
Oh, yes, that's another good one.
Keep your client on track. That kind of stuff.
My client on track. Beautiful. Emotional eating from anxiety and stress. Absolutely.
Emotional eating. That's actually a nicely said thing.
How many of you emotionally ate yourselves over the last year? And then how many of you think, oh, how can I coach other people if I can't keep it together myself?
Yeah. That's a good one. I can't keep it together myself. That's really good.
Okay.
Pick one of those.
We're going to do all of them.
Oh, good.
Well, actually, we're going to go through the list of this, starting with the last one, because I think that that hits a lot of the imposter syndrome. You know, if I can't do it myself, how can I be good to other people? A lot of worthiness. I emotionally ate while doing my assignments and studying for tests. Absolutely. I hit my 50th last year and I decided to have a burger for the first time in like 4 years.
I haven't stopped since.
That was a big oops. So we're going to start with, how can I coach if I can't keep it together myself? So we're going to do a blanket phrase. Actually, I'm going to write it down. I release all negative emotions with, and then the program. I release all blocks to all positive emotions, and then with the program. And then three gratitudes. I am so happy and grateful that .. Okay, so I put it in the chat bar. So if you guys want to write that down in a bit, go ahead. But
write,
let's do this together.
Chat. Yep.
Breathe in and hold. I release all negative emotions with, how can I coach if I can't keep it together myself? Breathe in and hold. I release all blocks to all positive emotions with, how can I coach if I can't keep it together myself? I'm just going to burst through all this and then we're all going to share gratitudes, okay? Breathe in and hold. I emotionally eat while doing my assignments and studying for tests. Did I say that right? I release all negative emotions with, I emotionally eat when doing assignments and studying for tests. Breathe in and hold. I release all blocks to all positive emotions with, I emotionally eat while doing my assignments and studying for tests. Breathe in and hold. I release all negative emotions with, how do I keep my client on track? Breathe in and hold. I release all blocks to all positive emotions with, how do I keep my client on track? Okay, guys, I've got the little dizzies on that one. Minimum, everyone, we all have to share gratitude. So I invite you all please to take yourselves off of a mute so we can all share gratitude. I am so happy and grateful that I know I can always get back to my healthy, happy eating regime. Lenny, then Beth.
Okay. I am so happy and grateful that I have the support of others to ensure I can continue on a healthy eating regimen?
Beth.
I'm so happy and grateful that I can choose whatever I want to eat whenever I want to eat it.
Absolutely.
Choice is great.
Everybody, Anne.
I'm so happy and grateful that I can help my family and friends with choosing the right things to eat.
Beautiful. Wendy.
I'm so happy and grateful that we live in a place where we have access to such healthy and wonderful food.
Good. Lisa and Jessica. Lisa.
I'm so happy and grateful that I am more aware of I'm more aware.
Yeah, perfect.
I love it.
Perfect.
It's a great thing about gratitude. It doesn't have to be complicated.
Jessica.
Mine is pretty similar. I am so happy and grateful that I am self-aware of my emotional eating behaviors.
Good.
I got one. I am so happy and grateful that with the education I have, I can help others.
Awesome.
Love it.
Awesome. For those of you who don't know how to give gratitude, and this is one of the hardest things that we've found with people, there is a book by Rhonda Byrne who did the
Secret.
The Secret, The Magic. And this is going through 28 days of gratitude and how to give gratitude.
It's a fantastic book.
You're right. And
highly recommend.
Really, really help you understanding and learning what gratitude actually is. And in order to raise our vibration, this is what we need, and this is what we need in the entire world now today, is to raise our entire vibration. I'm just going to share this with you real quickly. This is where viruses live. This is where ailments and disease live. This is hopelessness, shame, blame, guilt. Even anger is a higher vibration than shame, blame, or guilt. And our and so it's not too terribly awful to be angry. It just tells you that you need to move on to something, right? And then we want, of course, get ourselves up to this place where it's enlightenment, it's happiness. And we're going through this right now in the world. So our goal is to practice our own gratitudes, release, so that way we can build our own vibration up. And that's what will influence others in order to bring their own vibration up. So okay. I'd love to. Yes, go ahead.
I was just
going to ask for your takeaways.
Oh, I was just going to say we're so happy and grateful to have had you today.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Love it.
We take that every time.
So does anybody else have any comments that they want to add for today? Anything? Okay, well, thanks, guys, for giving us your time, sharing your method.
I'm Kamini. I want to know how to have one-to-one talk with Michelle.
Perfect. We'll be here for another couple minutes. If you'd like to send me directly your email address, I put ours, info@bymacademy.com. It's Boost Your Mindset Academy, by the way. So we go through all kinds of things. So you can either send an email there or you can directly send me your email. And, here in the chat, privately, and I will make sure pardon?
I have written my email here.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, we got
her. Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes. Good stuff.
Yeah. And just as a note for everybody as well, if you see in the chat, if you want to save the chat, there's three little dots at the bottom by your chat box. If you have that up. If you click on that, you can actually save the chat history so you can see and get easy access to the quick technique that we showed you today with releasing the blocks, releasing negative emotions, the blocks to positive emotions, and then the three gratitudes that's kind of written, summed up there, plus some of the things we went over today. So you can re-examine that and see if you need to clear some of those.
Excuse me, can you just repeat again where to go?
Sure, at the very bottom. Yeah, there's at the very bottom where it says where you want to type in your emails and stuff like that, there's a at the very far right, there's three dots.
Yes.
You click on that.
And you'll have I got it.
Yep. to save your documents in a Zoom folder, so you can actually go there so you can find it.
Thank you so much.
Good stuff, guys.